landed north of Townsville. From the islands he'd come to earn some pay. A strong yet quiet Kanaka, he came as a free man in 1903. He couldn't speak our language, and he had no family here. He was an honest, hard-working islander, an adventurous volunteer. Within a year he met Luda Perriman, who tried to lure him into murdering. White man by the name of Parson, by this rejection, Perriman decided on an evil plan. He did the murder and blamed Gasano. They tried and hung an innocent man. Well, it's a sad reflection on our history, and he was someone new to this land. He was abused with little hearing. His life was snuffed out. Made no sound, made no sound. The court case was a travesty of justice. The interpreter used perjury and fraud, and he was in the pay of Perriman. Gasano's fate was the tragic reward. Gasano was a model prisoner with no idea of what he was accused. They fought to have the case reopened so that justice would not be abused. But it's a sad reflection on our history, and he was someone new to this land. He was abused with little hearing. Life was snuffed out, he made no sound. He made no sound. Gasano's story is not a lone one. His culture worked against his cause. But we all deserve a fair hearing with access to laws. There have always been Boat people in Australia, my forefathers and possibly yours. They forcibly seized this country, now we deny others these shores. It's a sad reflection on our history, and here are people new to this land. They're abused with little hearing, deported in jail.